Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the third day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Dalet. Kohen Gadol, Lo Yisa Almana. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed, a high priest is not allowed to marry a widow. Bein Almana Min Ha'erusin, whether it's a widow, she's a widow from a Kiddushin only, they didn't consummate the marriage yet, Bein Almana Min Ha'nisuin, or whether it's a widow from a state of Nisuin, that she's already been under the chuppah, she's already lived with her husband, doesn't matter. Either way, an Almana cannot be married by a Kohen Gadol. And this is learned from a pasuk when it talks about the Kohen Gadol, and it says he cannot marry an Almana or a Grusha, a widow or a divorcee. So we can make the comparison. Just like with the divorcee, there's no difference. If it's from Erisin or Nisuin, so too with an Almana with a widow, there's no difference if it's from Erisin or Nisuin. In either case, she's forbidden. V'lo yisa es ha-bogeres, nor is he allowed to marry a bogeres. Bogeres is a woman who's 12 years and 6 months old. That means that she is 6 months after turning bas mitzvah, or turning after Simon and Iris. That means not just 12, but when we say turning bas mitzvah, we mean turning bas mitzvah min ha-Torah, which means that she's an adult with the years and also with the pubic hairs. She has to be 12 years of age and two pubic hairs, and then 6 months pass, she's a bogeres, and then she's already too old for a Kohen Gadol to marry. Sounds strange, but we learn it out of a pasuk. V'hu isha bivsulah yikach. The Torah talks about Kohen Gadol, and it says, he shall take a woman in her besulim. Besulim means a complete besul, a complete virgin. This excludes a bogeres who's lost some of her virginity simply because of age. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin b'bogeres. They say, no. They say a bogeres, if a woman is over 12 years and 6 months, that still makes her a besula. She's still okay for a Kohen Gadol. And they learn that v'hu isha bivsulah yikach tells us a Kohen Gadol can marry a woman even if she's got some of her besulim. She's got part of her virginity there. That's good enough. And therefore, if it's only age, that's a matter, that's the issue. No problem. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, the former opinion, and therefore a Kohen Gadol is limited in to marry a woman unless they're under the Boigera stage, under 12 years and 6 months. Lo yisa es mukasets. A Kohen Gadol can also not marry a woman who's lost her virginity because of an external blow, some injury. Even she hasn't been lived with by any man at all, but doesn't matter. That's unfit for a Kohen Gadol. Eris es almana. What happens if a Kohen Gadol have kiddushin with a widow, gave a kiddushin, which was allowed to do? Sorry, not a Kohen Gadol. He was an ordinary Kohen, and he gave kiddushin to an almana. And a Kohen, an ordinary Kohen, is allowed to marry an almana, a widow. It's only a divorcee and a chalutza he can't marry. And then, before he managed to consummate the marriage, this Kohen was elected to be a Kohen Gadol. V'nismano lias Kohen Gadol. Before he finished the marriage, before he consummated it with chuppah and living with her, can he consummate the marriage? Says the Mishnah, yes. Yichnais. He's allowed to marry her. He's allowed to complete the marriage with her. Why? Because since at the time when he gave a kiddushin, he made her an eshes ish, he was permitted to do so because he was just a Kohen Hedyot, an ordinary Kohen. So we say that now he can continue, even though now he's a Kohen Gadol. That's the opinion. that's what the Mishnah says. Umaisa, there was a story to back this up. Behoshua ben Gamla, shekiddush es marta bas baisus. That Yeshua ben Gamla, who gave kiddushin to Marta bas baisus, happened to be a very rich woman, and she was a widow. And then Uminohu Mahamelech Lias Kohen Gadol, the king appointed Yeshua ben Gamla to be a Kohen Gadol, Uchnasa, and he was able to marry her, or he married her. So, in fact, the Gemara says that it says the king appointed him, implying that he really wasn't fit to be the Kohen Gadol, but the Marta bas baisus paid a lot of money to the king, the king who was at the time, Yanai the king, and he became, in order to get him to appoint him as a appoint Yeshua ben Gamla as a Kohen Gadol. Anyway, the Mishnah brings this as a proof that as long as the Kiddushin was made whilst the Kohen was just an ordinary Kohen, even if in between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin he gets appointed as Kohen Gadol, he can go ahead with the Nisuin, with the marriage, even as a Kohen Gadol. Shemeres Yavam Shanafla Lifnei Kohen Hedyet. Let's say there's a woman whose husband has died without children, and she's now a Shemeres Yavam. She's waiting for the Yavam to perform the Yibum Ochalitza, but the brother is a Kohen. Shanafla Lifnei Kohen Hedyet. And at that stage, it would be no problem if he was only a Kohen. But then, v'nisban aliyas kohen gadol, before the brother, the surviving brother, actually did Yibum, he became a Kohen gadol. Can he go through with the Yibum? Says the Mishnah, no. Afal pi she'osa b'maimer, even though the Kohen had, the brother who was a Kohen, gave a Kiddushin already, with a kesef or shtar, while he was an ordinary Kohen. He cannot consummate the marriage. He cannot go ahead with living with the sister-in-law, with the widow of his deceased brother. Now, what's the reason for that? The reason is because, as we've said many times in this Masechta, Maimer, given to a Yavama, this Kiddushin that's given to a sister-in-law waiting for Yibum, is only Midrabbanon. It is nothing in the eyes of the Torah. It's like a non-event. And therefore, because he hasn't even started a proper Kiddushin Min HaTorah, he cannot now do Yibum. He cannot marry her because now he's a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is forbidden even to take an Almana, a widow. This is unlike the previous case in the Mishnah, where the Kohen, an ordinary Kohen, has given proper Kiddushin, which is recognized in the Torah, then became appointed as Kohen Gadol. That's different, because that's recognized by the Torah already as a marriage, as Eishes Ish. Finally, says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv, a Kohen Gadol, whose brother died without children. And now the Yavama needs to be dealt with by the Kohen Gadol. Choletz v'lo miyabim. He can only do Chalitza. He cannot do Yibum. Of course, he can't do Yibum because she's an Almana, she's a widow, and even though it's a mitzvah sister-in-law, he can't do it. And the Chiddush in the Mishnah is to tell us that even though during the course of Chalitza, the Yavama has to spit on the ground in front of him, and you might think, well, that's not befitting a Kohen Gadol for have a woman spit, his sister-in-law spit in front of him. But it doesn't matter. He has to do the mitzvah of Chalitza, and it must be done, notwithstanding the fact that he is a Kohen Gadol. Mishnah Hay. Kohen Hedyet Le'yisa Eilonis. An ordinary Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who is incapable of having children. Ella im kein yesh lo shabonim, unless he's got a wife already, or children, a wife who he can do puri of rivia, who will be able to have children with, or he's already got children anyway, so he's done the mitzvah peruvo. Now, why only a kohen? The Gemara explains that the same law applies to Israel. If a Israel hasn't got children yet, hasn't got a wife that had children, he should not marry an eilonis. He's not allowed to marry a woman who he knows that will not be able to have children. And the only reason, and the Gemara says, you're right, it does apply to an ordinary Yisrael, not just a Kohen. But the reason it says Kohen is to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue, is going to be machmir with a Kohen even more than a Yisrael, as we'll soon see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, indeed Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, Afal pi sheyesh le'ish habonim. Even if this Kohen already has a wife and children, lo yisa eilonis, he's still not allowed to marry an eilonis, a woman who can't have children. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda feels that such a woman is classified as a zonah. Shehi zonah hamur b'Torah. That is a zonah that is classified in the Torah. When the Torah says a Kohen cannot marry a zonah or a chalala, it means such a woman. By the way, zonah does not mean prostitute here. It's not to be translated that way. We'll soon see what the definition of a zonah is in the laws of Kohanim marrying. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Torah says Isha zonah v'chalala lo yikacha, that a Kohen cannot marry Isha zonah, it includes such a woman as well, even if he has children, a woman that cannot have children. The Chachamim say no, they disagree. As we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, if he's got a wife and children, even if he's a Kohen, he's allowed to take another wife who's an eilonis. This is when people were marrying, allowed to have more than one wife. So what is a zayna, says the Chachamim? The Chachamim Omrim, Ein zayna elo giyores. When the Torah says a kohen cannot marry zayna, what does it mean? It doesn't mean a prostitute. Again, it does not mean that. It means the following. A giyores, it encompasses a convert. A woman is a convert who has converted, is considered a zayna, and that's because it's presumed that she's been lived with by a goy, by a non-Jew, and therefore that would make her a zayna. Another category, another person that fits in the category, umashukhraris, a woman who was a Canaanite maidservant, who was freed. We assume that she would have been lived with by an Eved Canaani, and that would make her again a zayna. And v'shenivala bilasnos, a woman who's had a bia, has had a relationship, who's had sexual relations with a man who she's forbidden to be married. Whether it's a chayev of koras, whether it's something like her father or her brother, or Mrs. Bastin, or whether the prohibited affair was just also by a lav, by a lois aseh, or an aseh even, which are equal in all, and not specific to a kohen. For example, marrying an Ammonite geir, a Moabite geir, a male geir, or a Mitzri, an Egyptian, or an Adamite geir until three generations. A woman who's lived with a Nosin. These are the people of the Givonites, which they made a ban not to marry. But a Mamzer, who lived with a Mamzer. That's according to Rashi and the Rambam, that when the Mishnah mentions a Bilaznus, as being a woman who's lived with a man that is forbidden as a Koras or Mrs. Bastin, it uncovers also the Chayv Lavin as well. Rashi and Rabbah learn this way. Others, Tosis and Ravid, learn that a Zoyna is only possible for Kahuna, Psula for Kahuna, if she lived with a person which was severe, the penalty was severe as Koras or Mrs. Bastin. Because such a relationship, Kiddushin has no validity. Or she lived with a goy or an Eved, Kanani, again, they're not capable of making Kiddushin. But if she was lived with by a Chayva Lavin, something that's just a love, or an Asay, like living with a Ammonite Ger or a Moabite Ger, that would not make her to be a Zoyna. Because Kiddushin is Tofes and she's Mutlakuna. This is the opinion of Tosfos and the Ravid, as I said, different to Rashi and Rambam, who holds that it applies to all forbidden relationships.